Hello. Today I want to talk about some cards, generic cards and posters that I came out with, and the concept and how it came out. And since I was very young, I'm not something to go against the law or go against society. I'm not someone that purposely looks for a reason to find fault with culture or society or the government or people or whatever other people are thinking. I'm not out to really make a statement. I'm not out to say someone is wrong. And I'm not out to kind of find a reason to protest or make problems. I'm actually, contrary to what some people may think, not a very confrontational person. And I try to avoid confrontation as much as possible in my life. And as a monk, of course, as much as possible. But as I was growing up, I saw a lot of things, and that I just thought could be different, or I thought it could be otherwise. And so I started questioning things, and I started asking questions. And there weren't many adults back in the 70s that I can really ask that were very open, that can explain. Definitely not my parents. My parents are from the old country and they're immigrants, and they have a set value and a set mode of how a family should be, how kids should be, what boys should do, what girls should do. And they all had their kind of set cultural thinking. And it's very hard to break through because that's the way they are. So there was a lot of clashes and a lot of debates and a lot of arguments with my parents, because as I grew older in my early teens, I started questioning a lot of things. And I didn't mean to offend them or to hurt them or to say they're wrong, but I just thought things can be another way. But most of the time they would win because they would tell me that I'm the kid, I'm not allowed to talk back, and I need to be respectful. And well, I guess they're right, It fit very well with my training in Dharma, in Buddhism, in spiritual, in my spiritual journey. It fit very, very well because Dharma, or Lord Buddha, always tells us to explore, to think. And he was very confident. You see, he's not telling you to find fault with his teachings or to find fault with the Dharma or to find fault in whatever he has taught. Buddha is 100% confident that what he is teaching you will bring benefit. According to Kyabjee Sonrin, every teaching that you get from the Buddha can be taken literally, can be taken directly, and can be taken at face value, except for the teachings on emptiness. The teachings on emptiness can have different views because the teachings on emptiness are from different perspectives and different angles to understand emptiness. So the teachings on emptiness, you can have ultimate and immediate kind of views, but on the other teachings, it is what it is. There's nothing to debate. So what happened was, Buddha is telling you to investigate into his teachings, not because he's afraid or he's insecure. Definitely Buddha is not insecure because he became a fully enlightened being and he's teaching us how he got there. So when we investigate into Buddha's teachings and he's asking us to ask questions, to debate, to talk about it, to discuss, not that we extract here and there and make up our own little thingy and then go on our own merry ways and never reach enlightenment. It's more about investigating and learning and thinking so that we would understand the teachings in depth so that we can practice better. So it kind of fit in line with my questioning type of mind. I have a very questioning, inquisitive type of mind, and I still do. It fit me very well because it would be very hard for me to just go someplace and people tell me that this is what the divine being says. This is what a divine person says. This is it. Don't ask, don't question. And I'm not questioning to find fault with a divine being. I'm asking because I need to understand more so that I can practice better. And so, as I grew older, I became kind of like the naughty Calmic boy who didn't go to school, college, who didn't get a good job, become some Calmic doctor or lawyer, and who didn't marry the perfect Calmic girl and have, you know, six kids, and of course five of them must be sons. You know, I didn't fit that, buy a nice little house in Howell, New Jersey, and live in the suburbs and have a little picket fence and green lawn and a dog to throw in just to add to the picture, and that we're all having little barbecues eating Hörnermachen, which is sheep meat, which is their staple diet, and to celebrate and drink vodka and Johnny Walkers and save a lot of money, and that wasn't really for me. And it could be for someone else and it's fine, but it wasn't for me. And my point is that I just didn't fit the mold. So that's been kind of my theme now that I'm 46. I'm gonna be 46 this October, but that's been kind of my theme my whole life, is that wherever I go and whatever I do, even when I was in the monasteries, I would question the older monks. I would question the monks. I would respectfully question my teachers. I didn't question any of them to find fault or out of disrespect. It was to understand more so that I can practice better. It wasn't to find if Buddhism or Dharma was right for me or not. It was more about finding out more so that I can practice. And then when I was sent abroad to teach out of India, I was literally sent abroad. If I may use the word sparingly, I was forced is the right word, to go abroad and teach, because I don't really want to teach. And I've never felt I was qualified. So when I was forced, with respect to my teachers, abroad by my teachers to teach, I came across societies that was very different than what I was used to, the way I grew up. Different than in India, different than the Tibetans, different than the Americans. Very, very unique, different societies. And the way we were taught wouldn't adapt in the new places that I explored and I went to and I visited. And nothing is right and wrong, but it's just different. So ever since becoming ordained till now, the way I practice, the way I learn, the way I study, the way I teach, the way I express my spiritualism is very different than other Tibetan Buddhist monks. And I'm not trying to be different. I'm not trying to be unique. I'm not trying to stand out. I'm not trying to be a star. I'm not trying to be artistic, but I am. I do stand out. I am different. I am artistic. I do have many ideas, and the ideas in my mind just explode. You know, sometimes I can't sleep. I have so many ideas. And I have so many ideas to express spiritualism. And I know that in the past, when I expressed and shared some of my ideas with my teachers, they kind of just raised their eyebrows and looked at me. Sometimes not saying much, sometimes saying, I think you better go back to study. And their generation of bringing Dharma to others is different than this generation. And without their generation, there would be no Dharma in this generation. So we owe quite a lot to them. But having said that, I am different and I like to express things different. And I like a kind of modern, fun, today, with it type of spiritual practice. And I'm not doing that to attract people. I'm doing that is because that's how I find it would be real, genuine. So how I would express spirituality to others is not so much to win an award or just to be labeled different, but it's more that I do express it differently. And hence we have 13 departments in Kachar that express mine slash our spirituality differently. And we're very well known in this region for that, well, at least in this country. So recently I had, recently means about 3-4 months ago, I just came up, I'm always looking for cards because I'm always endlessly giving gifts to people, which I love. And I was looking for cards, you know, and I went to all the well-known card shops, the bookstores that sell cards, and it's all right, but it's very hard for me to find the kind of cards that really express me, express what we're doing, and my brand of spirituality. I mean, one of the cards I used to like very much, which I can't find here, is Gary Larson. Gary Larson's cartoons and, you know, his little cartoons and the little statements at the bottom of the cartoons really make you think deeper, make you investigate. Although it's quite comical, quite funny, it's all cartoons, it's really, really, really funny. I mean, everybody can do a Google on Gary Larson, L-A-R-S-O-N. Those are some of my favorite kind of cards, and I can't find it anymore, which I found a long time ago. I've used up. So I sat down, I invited Ben Kui in Chennai, and I think Sing Piao was with me, and we went to one of my favorite Indian restaurants in KLCC. I think it's the Spice of India. And it was quiet. I like to go to restaurants that are quiet and not very busy because I can't concentrate, and I like to hear myself talk. Not in the traditional sense, but I like to hear myself. I like to know what I'm saying. And so we sat down for about 3-4 hours, and Ben Kui and Chennai did the main paperwork and the organizing. And I just said, I want to come out with a series of cards that are funny, that make you think, that are spiritual, modern, cute, at the same time, not normal, kind of paranormal. Okay, not paranormal in the sense of like ghosts and UFOs and Bigfoot, but paranormal as in, okay, abnormal. And the funny thing is that in Kichara House, we have all the models that we need, because in Kichara House, we have so many interesting people and so many talents. And I'm not saying this to compliment my people, I mean it. I mean, if you're going to join me and you have some connection or affinity with me, you're going to have to be different and unique because, well, I'm not the run-of-the-mill Rinpoche, am I? So, and I won't be doing the run-of-the-mill Rinpoche kind of things with you. I'll be a little different. So I have so many unique, interesting, open, progressive, very fun people. And I said, you know, I'm not going to look for any models outside. I'm going to use my own people. And I just came up with a list of people. So I sat down with Chennai and Ben Kui, and I basically told them, this is the concept. This is the look. This is the place. And these are the models. They're going to dress this way. They're going to pose somewhat this way. And this is the caption. So I basically came out with the set I wanted. And I also picked the models that I wanted. And I also advised them what they should wear, how they should wear it, and their pose. And also I came out with the captions. Some of the captions were edited by my students, but most of them were just originally from me. I would say about 95%. And I came out with the captions. So what happens is they went on like a 2-week, really super hard work schedule, because we have our own in-house makeup, which is Brian. Brian is really, really good with makeup. He does makeup for the Singaporean stars. You know, he flies to Singapore often to do makeup for them, for their shows and stuff. I have a wonderful in-house makeup artist. I have wonderful in-house photographers, such as in KIM department with Howie and Miss Han and all that. And I have wonderful people who can do work on the computer. I mean, basically, except for other cameramen, everything was done in-house. So I came up with the concept. I picked the models. I also came up with the what they should wear, the makeup, the pose, and the captions. So we came out with a set of very interesting, generic, fun Dharma cards, or cards that can be used for any occasion. And there's a series of 4 of them. And I think they're really wonderful because they're modern. This is one of my students. His name is Uncle Lai. And it says, I got him up like a kind of a Chinese gangster in Shanghai in the 30s. And I came out with the caption for him. I mean, the design was my idea. And I came out with the caption that says, I kill for a living. What I kill is my ego. So it's kind of like captures your attention, like I kill for a living, like what? And then, but I kill my ego, because ego is the basis of us staying in suffering or creating suffering for ourselves, the ego. Then another one is Paris Well, all of you know her as a very wonderful writer, Jamie Koo, but my nickname for her is Paris. And I just visualized her in a messy room with a lot of things strewn around in very cheap, tacky green, pink clothes, and you know, and I came out with this little caption for it that says, "It takes a lot of work to look this cheap. Imagine getting out of samsara." And I want to say, except for the wig, this is really how she dresses and this is really how she lives. So it's not too far from the truth, although this is a set. Okay? Then I have another one named Pam, and she works in Arkichara Paradise Department. And Pam is just kind of like a tough girl, and she's strong, and she looks really cool, and she's a party girl, but she also does Dharma and Dharma work. And I wanted to get her, you know, fixing a car. I wanted to say, look, girls can do what boys can do. And it's true, girls can do everything boys can do, well, almost everything. And I have her kind of at a car with her inverted commas boyfriend, which is Margaret's son, Matthew. And they're kind of having a little spat. And it's saying here, you made the problems, don't blame others. It's a generic card. Here's another one with Lily, Annette, Julia, and Angel. And these four students of mine are really quite attractive ladies, and Angel starved herself for 3 weeks to take this picture, and in it she looks like she starved herself. You know, that's what models all look like. And they look great because this is Lily Ng, this is Annette, this is Julia, and this is Angel. And I wanted them in a set where they're being photographed as top fashion models, and they look great. And Ethan Chu is the photographer, and he really looks like a Brazilian photographer. And it says, it's been said before, but beauty is really from within. And it's a generic card, so you kind of write whatever you want, but it's kind of dharmic. Then I got another guy, one of my students named Joe Ong, to pose in front of one of the buildings here in Kuala Lumpur, and as a PLA, People's Liberation Army officer. Of course, they don't look like that anymore. And the caption is, liberation is within. Here's another one, and in Arkichara we have wonderful people who, how do I say this for the world, that in our group the boys can be girls, the girls can be boys, and the boys and girls can really confuse you sometimes, but it's a great confusion because people are just trying to be who they are. So I have Ben Kui, who is extremely camera shy and who only lets you take profile pictures. Then we have Yanni, then we have Fang, then we have Louis, and these four people are having a card game. And the caption is this, is appearances are deceiving, accept everyone as they are. And I guess the message I'm using with these four models is that samsara is deceiving. Everything in samsara is deceptive. Everything you see in samsara is deception, a cause for further deception. And when we play along with this deception, we get caught and we can never get out. So in this picture, we have girls who can be boys. What isn't a deception in samsara? Okay, this is a very nice card. Then we have Madame Lim Hani, and we got her in a ancient Shanghai, old time Shanghai, ancient Shanghai kind of Cheongsam outfit, Cheongsam dress. Cheongsam is a lady's dress in the 30s and in the 40s in Shanghai. And we put a lot of makeup on her and slapped the wig on, and she liked it. She said during the shooting that she can't believe she looks this good. And I wrote, beauty is timeless by accepting yourself. So when someone accepts themselves, they're always beautiful because they radiate confidence. They radiate a kind of openness and a kind of eagerness, and they are able to share and be shared with. So beauty is timeless. Isn't that what beauty is all about? Then we have the president of Kichara House. She's a businesswoman. She is a mother. She's a mother of four. She's a wife. She's a president of Kichara House, and she does a lot of Dharma work, and she's a very powerful, smart lady. So when I was in India, excuse me, I read up on the last empress of China, Dowager Cixi, and I pronounce her name wrong all the time because I don't speak Chinese at all. Anyway, it's Dowager Tsuzi, and she just had this picture of her sitting on the dragon throne, and I wanted another one of that. So I asked Dr. Mei Peng, the president of Kajara House, to do this, and wow, I mean, just came out. She looks exactly like the last empress. I mean, exactly. If you Google the picture of the last empress, it looks exactly like this, and you know what? She looks better, okay? And the caption here is, I rule my empire with love. So it's kind of like we have our own model, we have a background, a scene, and then we have a spiritual message. So these are what these cards are about, and it's generic. And then we have a lot of cards, and I've also made posters out of these. Here's one. And my concept was to have a UFO and our students kind of beaming down from the UFO, because some of my students really look like they're from another planet. And in these, it's very Boy George. You don't know if these are boys or girls or becoming boys or what. And that's the way I want it, because I don't know, aliens, you know, we can't really tell what they are. So these three, which is James, and he's in the Temlarang department, Kichara Care, and he sends gifts to people all around the world. And here, as an alien being beamed down, looking at them, saying, please don't take me home, because it's more fun here. And then we have Brian, who's our in-house makeup artist, makeup maestro, makeup master. Then we have our local Malaysian designer and celebrity, Eric Chung, who's also a good friend and student of mine. So we have Eric, Brian, and James posing as people who have just been beamed down from another planet. And they're kind of looking to see if they're going to be beamed back up, because they haven't finished exploring Earth. And the caption is, we're different. And that kind of tells you what Kichara is. Kichara is different. Kicharians are different. So I like this a lot. This is one of my favorites. Then I have another one of Joe Ong, one of my students, who I said that he should be on top of a mountain, which they climbed the mountain to do this shoot. And he should pose as a Tai Chi Kung Fu master. And to add a hint of spirituality, he has a mala, a rosary. And of course, the caption is, balance always comes from within. So it's a dual message. It's a twofold message. The message is, of course, if we exercise, we get balance and we get the physical movement of the chi and the winds, so we become very healthy. Then the other message is that if we practice and we come to terms with ourselves and be who we are, then we have a balance. So this is kind of the message I wanted to send with this poster. This I just need to show you in big person. That's in a bigger size. This is what I said earlier. This is the president of Kajara House, and I have her made up with the same, with the outfit and the background, everything, as the last empress of China. And you know what? She really looks like the last empress. And around her, her nickname behind her back is Empress, because, well, she's kind of bossy. She kind of tells you what she wants and tells you what you better, and she gives you this look that you better do it. But it's filled with love and care, because she's really a caring person. I rule my empire with love. It's a great poster. It sends a great message. Then we have our models here. And this, I wanted Lily, Angel, Annette, and Julia to look like little wood nymphs, you know, with little wings, white and pure and clean, by the river, you know, looking and talking and kind of just, we caught them at a moment that they didn't know humans were watching them. And the caption here is, looking within, you find happiness. So this was all shot in beautiful Malaysia. We have a lot of beautiful landscape here. And the models are all in-house, they're all Kicharians. I know, they look professional, don't they? They are very beautiful people. And the caption is, you gotta look inside of yourself to be happy. So I came out with this series of postcards, and there's a lot of them. And I thought it would be a way to share spirituality with people, the Kichara way, which is a little different, a little unique, and if I may say so, special because of all the people involved. I thank Ben Kui and Jinai and all the departments and all the models. and every single person that was involved in the creation of these postcards and posters, I am very pleased with them. They are very beautiful, and we're going to do this yearly, right? Because my ideas do not end. Thank you very much.